This is Akashvani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on government's efforts to develop a vibrant semiconductor ecosystem. The participants are Ashok Chandak, expert on semiconductor, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
With the objective to develop a vibrant semiconductor ecosystem, the Union Cabinet chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi approved the proposal of Kane's Semicon Private Limited to set up a semiconductor unit in Sanand, Gujarat. The proposed unit will be set up with an investment of 3,300 crore rupees. The capacity of this unit will be 60 lakh chips per day. To discuss more on this, I am joined by President IESA, Mr. Ashok Chandak. Mr. Chandak, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Very good evening.
Mr. Chandak, as we discuss the cabinet decisions on the semiconductor, could you explain the significance of the cabinet decision for the semiconductor industry?
Yes, the recent cabinet decision regarding the semi industry is like a celestial alignment. It's strategically important and full of promise. And let's look at the significance. First of all, it is going to boost the indigenous semiconductor manufacturing. You already highlighted, it's a 3,300 crore proposal building almost like 60 lakh chips per day, which is quite high. Now, look at this. This is a milestone, which is a next step of approval of multiple units, and total 5 semiconductor units are approved under India Semiconductor Mission. 2 of Tata, Micron, or Kane's, and Renesas CG Power. This is very strategically important from the country perspective and overall supply chain alignment. And considering total 5 projects, today we have an impressive 152,000 crore rupees commitments. It's a big number, 152,000 crore rupees, which is about 18 billion US dollar in another terms. And this is going to take a major proposals interest from global companies, including Indian companies. And we will see more such proposals to be on the table and for the approval stage going forward. It's going to bring the major technological self-reliance. And not only that, it is going to cater to the global demand of semiconductors, and the global demand of semiconductors today is about $550 billion, which is going to increase to $1 trillion by 2030 or 2032. So we are getting into a huge market opportunity from India perspective.
Mr. Chandak, you explained the cabinet decision and its relevance in the current times. I would like to understand from you, what is the application of the semiconductor in our day-to-day life?
So semiconductors play a very important role in a modern world, and their applications are as diverse as they are fascinating. The way we work, live or play, everything is enabled by semiconductors, be it a mobile phone, a television unit at home, the computer system, the Wi-Fi, the automotive cars and two-wheelers, medical equipments, the aircraft, the space shuttle which went to Mars and Moon, the solar energy, rooftop solar panels, the washing machine, air conditioner, the smartwatch which people are putting on their wrist, and you keep counting. So semiconductors are like the unsung heroes of our technology-driven lives. They are everywhere and quietly shaping the world, quietly shaping the way we live and play.
Mr. Chandak, I would also want you to delve into the reasons behind the robust demand of semiconductors now.
You know, the robust demand for semiconductor is like a technology world's equivalent of a blockbuster movie. It's got everyone's attention. Let's dive into some of the stage. There's a digital transformation and connectivity which is happening all over the world, including India. And this all is dependent on the chips, be it a 5G network, the Internet of Things, the smart cities, everything is semiconductors. The automotive revolution, you see in all our modern day cars where we are talking about the electric vehicles, ADAS, the safety features, this is all again the semiconductors defines that. And daily we use the cloud computing, everything is stored under the cloud, the data centers, the artificial intelligence which is being talked about nowadays very much, and the various consumer gadget variables and everything. So look at all of these things are driving the additional demand for those gadgets, and everything is enabled and there is semiconductor usage, and that is the reason why semiconductor demand is growing much faster, and the India CAGR we are looking at about 17 to 20% over next decade, while globally we are looking at the CAGR of about 9 to 10% over next decade.
That's quite huge, Mr. Chandak. Do you feel that entering the field of semiconductor is at the right time now?
fascinating world of semiconductors. The India ventures into this high-tech realm is like a carefully choreographed dance, one that balances ambition, opportunity, and readiness. Let's look more detail. First thing is the strength and readiness. India brings significant strength in the semiconductor table. We have been known as the IT industry, and we are also known as the, particularly Bangalore, the Silicon Valley of the country. There's a huge amount of talent in terms of the design ecosystem that does exist in the country, which is about more than 125,000 skilled engineers shaping up the lives worldwide. And there is a critical and emerging technology initiative called ISET. India is part of those initiatives actually. The global semiconductor landscape is also going major change, and the value chain is also changing. There is ample demand worldwide, and India has still have a role to play. I just explained to you, today marketplace is about $550 billion, which is going to increase to $1 trillion. That means another $450 billion new demand is coming up. So it's never too late. There's a huge demand worldwide as well as in India. And the Indian semiconductor demand is also going to increase from $35 billion to about $100 billion by 2030 or 32. So there's a huge demand. And to cater that demand domestically, as well as tap into the export potential, there is a worldwide demand, it's never too late. And I want to also highlight, in the last couple of years, after setting up the India Semiconductor Mission and a focus from the current government, including the Prime Minister, Mr. Modi, and our Ministry of Electronics and IT, Mr. Ashwini Vaishnaw, there's a focus on semiconductors actually. So it's a heartbeat of innovation. There's a magical dance between research and development. And India, with its talent that is available, is really going to add much more value on the growth of this sector. And to my perspective, it is never too late.
Moving on, I would like to understand, in your opinion, what role does research and development or R&D play in advancing the semiconductor industry in India?
R&D is very, very important and very crucial. And I want to bring the value chain of semiconductor as where are the profits and where are the margins. Typically, in any semiconductor product, the most of the value addition or the value creation, or you can call economic value, is in design, IPR, and a product creation. Then remaining is, let's say, manufacturing, which is the manufacturing services and a distribution and logistics that take maybe 10 to 15% of the value addition. And about 35-40% is the raw materials, the chemicals, gases, and other stuff. So bulk of the value, economic value, is, as I mentioned, in the IPR, the design, and which is the R&D driven. And if India has to take out the maximum mileage out of that, get the maximize the economic value in the country, R&D becomes very, very important actually. That's from an economic calculation perspective. Another perspective, you know, this R&D is important from the, we need to have the indigenous technology acceleration. We have been dependent on various external world factors so far. Maybe we are a global marketplace as a universe, still will continue, but having own technology acceleration is important. We will be able to do the homegrown solutions, whatever are the pain points, the problems, the concerns of the Indian citizens. We will be able to define the desired IPRs and the products for that. We will be able to do the culture of the collaborations worldwide, as you know, this is the global marketplace. And most important, we will be able to do the talent cultivation and industry-ready graduates. You know, India churns out almost 8 lakh engineers annually, and this talent pool is big enough to fill several Olympic-sized swimming pools. The charter for us is focus on R&D, create the products, create the IPRs, and that is what is going to add economic value. So it is, I would like to say, R&D isn't just about the lab coat or a beaker. It's about shaping the future. It is one transistor which is used in the semi at a time. And the India semiconductor journey is like a symphony with R&D as the conductor, guiding us towards the crescendo of technological marvels. And this remains much more important and critical going forward. And there are several students now, those are undergoing PhD programs. And there are PhD programs supported by Ministry of Electronics and IT. And I'm very sure that this R&D is going to gain further momentum and going to add value towards the India's ambition as a semiconductor powerhouse.
Mr. Chandak, you spoke about the economic impact of the semiconductors. This brings me to my next question. And for the benefit of our listeners, could you explain the contribution of the semiconductor in the Indian economy particularly?
Sure. So, you know, these tiny chips power the digital dreams. Semiconductor is also related to the electronic sector, which is in India bustling high of activity and very, very fascinating. As of now, there are about 3 million people those are employed in the electronic sector, which is enabled by semiconductors, as we discussed. In terms of the market value, you know, we are at right now $135 billion of electronic production in the country. And today we have emerged as the second largest mobile phone manufacturer, with more than 200 mobile phone units being set up in the country for companies like Apple, Samsung, also several Chinese players. It's a cosmic leap. It's not a small number. So that's a clearly very direct contribution to the job creation and the investments. In addition, we are becoming this now global hub for these electronic goods. And as I mentioned, there is a huge potential going forward to not only manufacture for the domestic requirements, but also exports for the world. And that is going to add huge amount of economic value, both in employment, the economic activity, plus the taxation which government is going to get.
Mr. Chandak, that was a very lucid explanation. When we talk about India, India is aspiring to become the hub of semiconductors, as it was mentioned by Prime Minister. So what are the concerns that we should overcome when it comes to achieving this goal?
India's aspiration to become a global hub is both exciting and definitely challenging. While we are dancing towards this cosmic goal, there are several hurdles which we need to overcome. And first, one of that is the infrastructure in the investment. So particularly this sector needs the investment in the power, water, transportation, and other stuff because of the high purity of the gases and chemicals and reliability. So that is one thing which is required. Number two, we have been good in doing the design activity, but most of our design engineering pool is doing the designs for the global companies. And nothing wrong that. In the process, they have acquired the desired skill sets and the talent. And we have to now convert that into creating the products out of India. If you look at the brands, you know, today there are hardly many brands in electronics and semiconductor sector from India. There are very few. About 30 years ago, we had several brand names, but now there are very few. So these are the brands which we need to create because, as I mentioned before, 40% of the economic value remains in the design, IPR, products and brands. And this is the biggest challenge. We need our global conglomerates, Indian companies, to come forward and invest and do that. And we have seen examples of the Tata, for example. You know, they are invested in the foundry that is manufacturing of semiconductors, plus also assembly. Keynes, another Indian company. And there are several Indian companies those are thinking about, and that's the biggest challenge for us is now the additional Indian companies need to come forward and start to invest over here, actually. And last but not the least, the typical challenge remains, this industry is very much global supply chain driven. And to make any semiconductor chip, today, it touches almost 5 to 7 countries because somewhere there is a material, there is somewhere foundry, there is a testing and there is a assembly, there is a packaging, there is a logistics. It's all entire value chain which is spread across. And this is where India need to understand the complexity of this value chain and the supply chain and work towards that. So far, the support from the government has been remarkable. And I want to also applaud through your channel. It's a great support given by the Ministry of Electronics and IT.
Mr. Chandak, lastly, I would like you to talk about the allied sectors which will benefit from the semiconductor.
Certainly, the semiconductor sector isn't a solo act. It's a part of the grand ensemble that influences various allied sectors. And it's electronics manufacturing, the first one, which I already mentioned, because anything semiconductor is the electronics manufacturing and assembly. And I already mentioned several products, right? So there's automotive or a mobile or a consumer. All these sectors are allied industries, those are enabled by semiconductor. So overall, these allied industries includes the electronics, the chemicals, the gases, the logistics, the warehousing, the automotive vehicles, the telecom infrastructure, the consumer durables, the power electronics, the solar power, you know, you name it, including the medical equipment.
Mr. Chandak, this was truly an enlightening discussion and I'm really thankful to you for the lucid explanation. Thank you so much for sparing your valuable time.
Thank you very much for Akashwani and also to the listeners to show interest into this sector, which is going to play a very important role in the economic development of the country going forward.
You were listening to a discussion on government's efforts to develop a vibrant semiconductor ecosystem. The participants were Ashok Chandak, expert on semiconductor, and Diksha Saxena, Akashwani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.